certainly European element cannot be ignored. But closer to home, Donal, calling for a hardening of the border after all that we fought for in relation to the Good Friday Agreement and since, to ensure there wasn't a hard border. I think those that are calling for a hard border, it's ill thought. This is an all-Ireland issue. It's not like we just have an immigration issue in the south, not in the north. As politicians, we need to start to learn more to work together. And I think since Brexit in 2016 in particular, relations have been damaged on a north-south basis. But if ever there was need for north-south relationships, it's now. And that's what I'm really calling for, because the only resolution to this is by working together. And if you actually start policing and create a hard border, you're driving a wedge between those relationships, and there's no solutions on that for anybody. And then moreover, Donald, locally, we know for quite some time that the strain that's been on our primary schools, our secondary schools, and by extension, our health services. A lot of the GP services in Donegal are full and have been full for some time, and that's creating a lot of strain on the health services, and I'm finding some of the most vulnerable in society are those that are coming forward to me that are finding it more difficult now to get appointments and get the services that they've had in the past. So this is a services issue, and I think all of this is driving an anti-immigration sentiment, and I think it's an abject failure by the Department of Justice and the Department of Integration over the last 2 years to handle this. And what I'm calling for is for Taoiseach to step in and show the leadership here and actually recognise this as a crisis, call his cabinet around him and start finding solutions, because it's taken far too long to decide on applications for those that are coming here, many of them illegally, and paying them to stay here while those that want to come back from overseas who cannot come home because there's no schools available for kids, health services aren't great. It's sending the wrong response. And moreover, we need to start showing a bit of leadership here in relation to dealing with our migrants, because it hasn't been happening.
Do you, Barry Cowan, and Lisa Chambers all need to sit down and work out an agreed position? Because it seems at this point in time, this is almost like Fianna Fáil fighting among themselves rather than Fianna Fáil challenging other candidates from other parties.
Well, I don't go out to challenge colleagues, but I certainly will stand up for the border counties, because I work the border and I know the border. And as a Republican, that certainly is not the approach to take. Republicanism is about inclusivity, and we need to start showing that across the board. And moreover, our Taoiseach and government need to lead in that regard and spend more time talking to the powers that be across the border and start dealing with us on an all-island basis. I think that's where the solutions are, on the island. And then moreover, where the pressure points are in Dublin, dealing with those applications, we're far too slow in dealing with them. We are in crisis, Donald, and anybody thinks otherwise or saying otherwise has their head in the sand.